completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And today, like all days, it's another extraordinary show right here on Bashani Radio app. You can download in the App Store for Android or Apple. You can download this app free and listen to all our podcasts every single day. Or you can go online at BashaniRadio.com. And like always, I like to bring you the best. I like to bring you the entrepreneurs that are actually making it happen. Today is like no other. You know, I get so many emails talking about, can you have somebody on that knows anything about Bitcoin or crypto or anything like that? Well, I reached into my Rolodex and hit my man Dante G up, and he introduced me to this guy right here, and we're going to drop it just like it is. Live here from New York City, y'all know how we do, all right? I got Bitcoin Rodney. He's no stranger to the online marketplace. After he turned 1,000 in Bitcoin into a massive profit, the Bitcoin Rodney brand was born. Through educational guides, community webinars, and personal mentorship, Bitcoin Rodney has already helped establish more than 41 millionaires in their personal wealth. He is passionate about the helping other people using cryptocurrency to achieve the financial goals they have for themselves. That's what I'm talking about, Rodney. If you ain't a boss, if you ain't creating more bosses, you ain't no boss. I appreciate that. How you doing today, brother? I appreciate
that. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate the grand opening, man. And just know I can't afford to keep paying for that. You know, that's pretty expensive. Such a great introduction.
There it is. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We give it where it's got it. All right.
There you go.
So let's jump right into it, Rodney. So what opened your eyes to Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency saga so early in the game when so many people are still trying to figure it out today?
One thing I want to say, and I always keep it, you know, 1,000 is I'm 1,000% transparent in all of the answers that I give. People, sometimes they're very shocked by the information they're going to be received, but then they'll figure it out. It's just like them too as well. None of this was planned. I actually missed the dot-com era because I was incarcerated at one time, and I heard about what was going on with crypto, but didn't know anything about it at all myself either. And then I was kind of like forced into the crypto game because I was losing so much money in the e-commerce game at that time. Not because the e-commerce game did not produce enough income, because I failed to keep up with all of the new algorithms and the things that were going on with that. And I just had to figure out a new way. And so I've seen so many people started earning money from it, you know, underground. I had to figure a way to get into it myself. And I was kind of like thrown in like a wolf, like a chicken thrown into the wolves. And I had to figure it out myself. And then I made it happen from there. But I started learning about crypto in London. And I tell everyone that I bumped my head all the way to the top. So I've been a part of many failures before I had any really real success. And then I had success, and some of those successes even failed. And then I had to pick my head up again, figure out why it happened and how it happened and how to correct it. And that's what I did.
Very, very powerful. So let's jump right in. What was your first step into jumping into the Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency? What was that first step? I know you say you had to teach yourself, right? So what was the first move that you made to put this into action? One thing I love that you said is that you had a lot of failures. And I always tell people, if you don't have failures, you're not actually doing anything. Because you have to fail to win. You understand? But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I mean, very, very important notes I noticed. I had to learn how to get educated first. So anyone listening right now and you're wondering how to make money with crypto, what is crypto, how to make money in Bitcoin, make sure you get educated first. That's how I failed so much because I jumped in, which I think everyone should, but and learn while you earn. But as you are earning, get educated about what you're doing so you don't get scammed. The reason why a lot of individuals today are scared of crypto because they heard that so many people got scammed by it. They didn't really get scammed by crypto. They got scammed by a person who scammed them in crypto.
Boom.
If that makes sense.
Boom.
You know, so crypto didn't scam them. The person they joined or the person they got into business with at that time scammed them. So Bitcoin does not do that. It didn't scam anyone. Bitcoin or crypto does what it is supposed to do. Right? So first thing I did was watch a few videos here and there, but I did not really, I jumped in, and even to this day, there's still crypto is evolving by the minute, by the second, by the hour, by the day. Mm-hmm. For example, first you had crypto or Bitcoin, next thing you know, you had an NFT, and an NFT grew faster than actually the word Bitcoin did. Now everybody's trying to do an NFT or a digital art or get into the metaverse. So it is growing super, super fast. And if you do not get into it now and learn a little bit about everything, you're going to be left behind in this game, especially the financial currency game, the digital currency game. Does that make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense. So before we get them confused talking about the NFTs, let's focus right here on the Bitcoin for a second, right? Oh, so now let's go in. What is a Bitcoin versus somebody who knows nothing about currency other than the money that they make every single day that's in paper form? Can you, for the layman, you know, people, we only got about 3 million people here, so it ain't that many people listening. So, you know what I'm saying? So let's break it down for those people that may not have any education on it before we get to that total finding the right mentor or person who can guide you towards making the right decisions, because it's all about the right decisions. And I'm glad that you said Bitcoin didn't scam them. It's the people who were representing Bitcoin or repping some, you know, front that did that. So let's
yeah, exactly.
go, Rodney.
Yeah. So a Bitcoin is a purely digital currency that's created by supercomputers or by mining. And I guess you could do a little more searching in Google about put the word mining in, and you'll figure it out the same way. Like back in the day when people dug for gold and they mined gold with picks and shovels, it's almost the same thing, but it's done digitally through computers who are working out equations to come up with bits and pieces of digital currency and make one Bitcoin. That is the easy layman term right there. Or if you go to a actual ATM machine and you put in your debit card, no real dollars or real money was exchanged. It was just digital code of zeros and ones. That's basically the same thing that Bitcoin does. It's just digital currency transferred back and forth through phones or computers. Now, what backs up Bitcoin is different than the actual dollar or the fiat money. What backs up Bitcoin is nothing that is hardcore. It is simply supply and demand. The more people want, the more it's going to cost. The more people sell it, the less it's going to cost. So it does go up and down. It is very, very volatile. So it's not always supposed to go all the way up all the time. Sometimes it goes down, takes dips and corrections. Sometimes it goes up. At one time, Bitcoin was 1/8 of a penny. Today, it is around $31,000 a coin. and it's been as high as $60,000 per coin. So it does have a lot of value and a lot of volatility.
Mm. So let me ask you this then. Understanding that fact of what you just said, right? So we know how money grows, right? You know, you invest in something and it grows. So what's the difference between me investing in a stocks and versus investing in a Bitcoin? Because my understanding is that stocks are regulated and Bitcoin is not. Digital currency is not.
Correct. Stocks are definitely regulated by the, you know, Security and Exchange Commission. They have a lot of different laws that have to be abided by. Crypto is supposed to be anonymous or anonymity, meaning that, so right now, if I wanted to purchase a vehicle, I can go to the guy and say, I want to buy this car. And all he gives me is an address, a Bitcoin address. And then I can scan his QR code, or I can type his Bitcoin address into my phone, into my wallet, hit, you know, a send button, and the amount of money for the vehicle I can send to him, and no one would know who did the transaction but me and him. It was private between me and him. It was anonymous. No governments, no anything would know anything about it unless you told them about it. So that is the purpose of Bitcoin. It's for people that are here, maybe across the waters, can exchange, you know, currency or e-commerce without anyone knowing about it. So I always tell everybody, they ask me, what about the taxes part? Well, that's between you and the tax person or how you handle your taxes with that. That's all I can say publicly on that right there. But make sure you do pay them, whatever you decide to pay them. Get with an accountant that knows a little bit about it. The government is trying to regulate it, and I don't know the amount of success they're going to have or already have. But those are things you can be concerned about later. But guess what? If you're making a whole bunch of money, that means you can afford to pay taxes. So
there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just let you know that we here believe in you should pay your taxes. The end. OK, let's just go.
Me too. Same thing here.
Exactly. Thing here. So that's why I wanted to bring somebody reputable on, you know, to really be transparent and allow you to understand what goes on. So now if somebody wanted to start in Bitcoin, Rodney, what's a good amount for somebody to start? And first of all, where do they go first? So say I got $10,000 and I want to invest in Bitcoin. What do I do first?
Okay, we have a few different scenarios that I definitely have to explain before answering that question, because it's not a simple go here or go there. Like I said, what I'm going to do first is I'll educate you before you put your money into anything. Number one, remember, Bitcoin is just a cryptocurrency, but there are thousands of other cryptocurrencies as well. So today, Bitcoin is around $30,000. So now, you know what? You know, most people say, well, I can't afford 30 grand, but you do not have to purchase a Bitcoin at 30 grand. You can buy $100 worth. You can buy $10 worth. You can buy $5,000 worth or $10,000 worth. And then as the crypto grows, you earn on top of that. So maybe one day you will own one Bitcoin. From my
so almost like when stocks split, you're basically saying you can buy into the price of a Bitcoin. So let's just
for example,
if the Bitcoin is, just for number's sake, the Bitcoin is $20,000 and you put $1,000 in it. So you bought $1,000 of that one Bitcoin. Is that the understanding?
That is 100% correct.
Okay, and then how does your money, your $1,000, make money based on that $1,000 only being a percentage of what the total value of the coin is?
Well, that's very, very simple. The same way, let's say if the market is bullish right now and people are buying into it, yes, it will go up. So, for example, that Bitcoin went up $500, right? Basically, your $1,000 may grow $200, $300, $400, $500 as well. So now your $1,000 comes up to $1,500. So depending on the price of the bullish market or as the value goes up, that's what you're going to earn on your $1,000. Now it can also go down. So if the market goes down $500, you might also, your $1,000 may deplete too as well. So it is possible for it to go down. Now Bitcoin has never gone down to zero. It's never crashed to zero.
All right.
At all. It has gone down significantly, and it's also going up significantly. So I tell everyone, only put in what you can afford to gamble with. Do not put, you know, the kids' tuition in there, the mortgage money in there. Don't do it. I've told people don't do it, and they have done it before. And coming back and say, Rodney, I lost my money. It's a scam. No, no, no. I told you to only put in what you can afford to gamble.
Absolutely.
Like, when I go to the casino, I only bring what I can afford to lose. I don't go in there, you know, with the mortgage money or the house money or the kids' tuition.
Makes sense.
Lose it all. You know, even though I may feel very, very optimistic, I know this is a market. Things can happen. You know, so you got to do it. You need to put together a strategy on how you do it. That's all.
So let me go a little deeper into that question then. You said the coin can go up or it can go down. And so let's go back to this $1,000. So if it go up and a couple hundred dollars, then you get a couple hundred dollars. Let me ask you a question. If it goes down a couple hundred dollars, you've only had $1,000 in there, right? So let's just say it goes down $900. Okay. So now you technically only have $100 worth of value in that coin, correct?
That is correct.
If it ever goes to zero, then all your money is gone. Is that the understanding?
That is correct.
And now if it goes to 100, right, but then it shoots back up, then you have regained. So here's my question then. If that is the case, how are people losing money when it goes down and then they say, I lost my money? Is it you understand what I'm trying to ask you? So in other words, that $1,000 went down. Say it went down. Oh, okay. I think I just answered the question, but I want you to answer it. because now I'm thinking about it. What I just thought, I thought what I just asked you, I think I just realized it, but I'm going to just make sure by asking you the question. If they lose more than the value of what they put in, that's how they go to zero. Is that the understanding?
I mean, Bitcoin was, say, whatever the number is today, it's 30,000, and they bought $1,000 worth. Is it possible for them to lose 100% of that value? Yes, if Bitcoin went down to zero, and that means their account will go down to zero as well. I mean, it just happened recently with the coin called Luna, where people had owned tons and tons of Luna coin, and the market this past week went to Trey Bazaar. And some accounts were depleted, went back to zero, because that one coin lost, 100% of its value. So, yes, if you have whatever value that coin is, it could be Bitcoin, it could be anything, and it goes down to zero, your account will go down to zero, too, as well.
Oh.
That is the reason why you only put in what you can afford to gamble with. But did that always happen? Very, very slim and none. Bitcoin has never gone down to zero. I'm not saying it won't.
Right.
It has never, since its infancy, gone or crashed down to zero. Now there are significant drawbacks sometimes where it may go from 60,000 and drop down to 30,000. Now what that means is, to me, a guy like me, is it says, wow, Bitcoin now is on sale. I can buy more of it. So when it goes back up again, I'm going to be in the profit zone. Because I do know for a fact, based upon my studies, that it's going to go back up.
Okay.
Now, do I know exactly how far? No one knows. If I could find a guy right now with a crystal ball can tell me exactly what's going to happen, then I'd sell everything and buy it, you know. But
you'll be gangster. You'll really be gangster then. Okay, so then I think you answered the question. So the whole point is, whatever you put in, if it drops below the value you put in, that's how a person would lose their money, versus and also how a person would gain their money. So if you only put $1,000 in, and let's say it was 30,000 when you put that $1,000 in, but it went to 25,000, then that means 25,000 down, that would deplete your 1,000. I'm on the right road, correct?
You're on the right road. You're on the right road.
Oh, okay. Now let's go back the opposite way. Now, person comes in who may be a little bit more wealthy, like myself, and can put in a lot, you know, without hurting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. How does that work exactly the same? And does people who, you know, like who have a lot of money, where they can go and, let's just say, Elon Musk, the things, you know, does that affect how the value of the coin go up and down, as is like in stocks, when somebody of power has the ability to say, we're going to add tariffs to this and tariffs to that, and people start selling, the market goes down? Is that same power in the digital currency?
Yeah, it is. It is. There's a lot of social media traffic with Reddit, with tweets, with social Instagram, with YouTube, with Venmo. There's a lot of ways for crypto to be go up quickly based upon rumor and innuendo, based upon what someone who's successful tweeted. I mean, for example, right now, Bitcoin is at 30,000. So what I do is, do I know everything about Bitcoin? I do not. I know the basics, and I know who to talk to who know more than myself. And so I'll get into meetings and find out the inner information. Like even right now, from what I'm hearing, I know that even Bitcoin would probably go down even further. We're not done yet with the actual the bear market of it dropping. So if it drops, if I know right now it's going to drop some more, I'm going to hold off buying it because I don't want to lose the money I'm putting in, even though I know it's going down. Now, sometimes when it goes down, I get excited because I'll buy it all the way down to the actual, to the bottom. And if I have the excess cash. And
then now, when you say buy it all the way down, what does that mean in English?
So if they say right now that today Bitcoin's at 30,000, let's say I bought, you know, $10,000 worth. And then let's say it dropped down to 25, right? I said, oh, okay, man, so I lost a little bit more. I'm going to go buy more to substitute what I just lost because that might be the bottom. Because you never know what someone may say or do is famous or is rumor and innuendo on the market itself. I'm reading charts, which I don't really read that often. I follow that information and I keep buying on the way down because now I'm putting more money in my pot to make more money when it goes back up.
Okay. So point.
Now, we get into a little more advanced class. So that's for a later segment.
I'm just I've gotten so many emails and stuff. So I'm a type of person that, you know, I like to incorporate people's questions, you know, right, so that it makes sense to the listener so they can make an informed decision. I'm only here as the vessel to bring the information to that where, you know, people can do whatever. They can Google you. They can see how, when I tell you Google him, boy, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Y'all think I'd be out there. Boy, look at here. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm just tell you, I've been on a boat. I ain't got one. Okay. All right. Rap too. Okay. So go Google. All right. Shoot, I need to wrap my damn cars. Shoot.
There you go. Branding is key.
That it always.
So remember this. I want to also let the listeners know this, that a lot of times it's not about just purchasing crypto. It's what you do with it while you have it as well. So you don't want to be just, everyone thinks you buy Bitcoin or crypto that tomorrow you'd be rich. Now, I got to say this. That is very, very possible. It is, you can buy another coin, it might be 1 cent or 2 cents. And you put enough money into it and you sit there and wait for it, there's a good chance or a medium chance that it can go up to $1, $2, or $5, or $100. And you might make you know, $10, $20 million overnight or $100,000 overnight, depending on what you put in when you purchase the coin. So that is very, very possible. So that's why it's very, very good to diversify. But it's also good to educate yourself on what coin you actually bought by going to CoinMarketCap and find out who the CEO of that coin is, who are the makers of that coin, what's the coin about. What's backing that coin? What is the utility of that coin? And see if it makes sense. You know, then go to Twitter or Reddit and type that stuff in and see what's going on and see the power behind it. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind people buying these coins. You know what I mean?
You know, that sounds like, Rodney, that sounds like what I do when I invest in a company. I don't just invest in a company. I invest in the management who's managing that company and the team. Is that basically what you're saying here? You got to understand the people that are backing these coins to understand what value they may or may not have. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's very important. Now, have I ever bought a coin just on, wow, so low, and I see the magic of it. It grew this fast, 2,000%. Yeah, there's a lot of times I'll buy that way. There's also times where I'll say, I might want to spend, you know, $500,000 on this coin. Let me do some research. Or I'll find somebody who knows how to do research better than me and ask them. And they'll say, oh, right, this is going to be the new thing. This is happening. And I put enough money in there. And I know that anytime I buy a coin, that you got to give it at least 2 to 4 years to even become something. Now, it may be overnight, it could be in a week, it could be 2 weeks, but it also can take 2 to 4 years based upon, you know, of it growing to the point where it needs to grow to be popular. The thing about this Bitcoin was 10 years ago with an eighth of a penny. Now, 10 years later, it's 30,000 a coin. Took 10, 11 years for it to get to 30,000 a coin. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Or even up to 60,000 a coin, but it did happen, but it took time.
So, Rodney, what I'm understanding, that each coin holds its own value. Is that what you're saying?
Each coin has its own value or not. So sometimes it can hold value until it doesn't hold value anymore. For some kind of technology, outdoes it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Wow. That's deep right there. I never knew that right there. So,
like, for example, one day you had Barnes & Nobles. Now you don't have Barnes & Nobles anymore. You get Audible. It outdid it. It outdid Barnes & Nobles brick and mortar stores.
Absolutely. Okay. I get that analogy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like Blockbusters.
Exactly. Netflix. Yeah, you know, you got Netflix.
Blockbuster. Exactly. Nobody wanted those late fees. You know what I mean? They took away the late fees. Who you telling? I switched over immediately. You know what I mean? I think when they went down, I probably owed like about $200,000 in late fees.
thank God.
Tell you, I was watching some damn movies, boy. I just couldn't bring them back. You know what I mean? So it's all good. So moving forward now, what's the let's talk about you a little bit, because you, the story is you. That's what I find fascinating. You are a regular guy that decided to self-study and self-taught himself about this digital currency. What made you think that you can do it, Rodney?
Man, I'm a winner. I win for a living. If somebody asks me what I do for a living, I say I win. I say I'm gonna make it win. You know?
And, I like that. I like that. I win for a living.
I read some information, and it said that cryptocurrency makes over 800 millionaires a day. And I said, I'm going to be one of them guys. You know what I mean? I said, I know you ain't got to be the best looking, the strongest, or the most smartest to win. You just got to want it more than the next person wants it. You cannot listen to your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You got to really want it back on the inside. Just because you can't do it to me, I can't do it. And remember, I just came home. So I had a reason to fight hard. I was living in my grandmother's basement, me and my son. And my son was very young at the time. And he'll look at me like, man, come on, Dad, man, I know you can do it. So I would stay up to 4 and 5 in the morning every single night, you know, researching and learning how to type, learning how to do videos. Cause I came straight out of prison. So I had to retrain myself because everything had changed, you know, when I was away. So I had to cram years and years of evolution into me, you know. So I had to stay up every single night and learn and bump my head and fail and get called scammers and all, because I was trying to learn how to win.
Right.
You know, and now that I'm here, I've had several stab wounds and bullet holes from the market. You know what I mean?
Right. I got
that. Guess what? They all healed.
Gotcha.
Now those who called the name, those who portrayed me with this or that, now I'm the one. They called me crazy then. Now they call me for advice.
They wasn't fatal. It wasn't fatal. Now you're winning at the top. And that's what I love about it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm like, it's just like me, you know, starting things in companies, investing in companies. People who look like us don't usually give, you know, those type of opportunities. We have to create those type of opportunities. So here's another question I wanted to ask you. I know we're coming down to the end here. But one thing I don't see, which I do see in you, you know, looking at you and Googling you online, is that at some point you're cashing out. Most people don't. There's a lot of people that are in Bitcoin and they are what I call invisible money millionaires. You know what I mean? One day and then it, but they have nothing to show for it. How do you know when it's time to take a little out and invest in something else in a portfolio? And do most people even get to that level where they can take investments that they've made in Bitcoin and put it somewhere else? Like maybe they want to put it in real estate or they want to put it in this, et cetera, et cetera. Does that happen often?
That depends on each person's strategy. Okay. So my strategy was this. In the very beginning, when I first started making money in crypto, it was coming in so fast, I was spending it as fast as I could. I was spending it like it was running water. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and lie.
No, I'm saying when you say you spend it, were you cashing out or were you are just putting more into the currency?
No, I was cashing out, bro. So I was cashing out buying this, buying that, you know, partying every single night, traveling all over the world, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was using it more for a branding concept, spending. People say, well, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm in crypto. So that I wasn't trying to be silent. I was trying to build a brand. You know?
Okay, gotcha. So
you have to speak up. You know, a closed mouth does not get fed. So during that time, one of the companies that I was with, was it the first company actually, they end up going under. And I had over $5-6 million in the account that I never took out. I was making so much money so fast, I couldn't even withdraw it fast enough, you know, to spend it.
That's a good problem to have, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Since it was coming so fast, I was like, you know, I did not do the exact right thing the first time, was put enough away or invest it properly, right? So I did invest as far as my marketing and branding, but not enough on the good side where it wouldn't matter if they went under or not. So as soon as that happened, I still had a few dollars. So then I started getting a little more smarter. And I would say, you know what, next time I get another run, I'm going to invest 90% of everything I earn. Mm. 90%, you know, and then live off the 10%. So that means I had to earn a lot to be able to live good. Because 90% was going right back into reinvesting in, you know, like today I have restaurants, I have, you know, a trucking company, I have a luxury car rental. I have a sneaker company. I have a lot of clothing company. So I have a lot of things going on right now, but because I reinvested in all these different types of startups, some do well, some do not. Mm-hmm. Some are just starting, right?
But the point is you're a living example that, okay, I put money into the market. I took some out and I left others in and I'm continuing to do it. That's what I don't see it often. And a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people one day they got all of this money in Bitcoin, but they never cash it out because they don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. Some of them don't want to pay taxes and, you know, whatever the case may be. But I rarely see them actually making the money go into a physical aspect where, you know, we're humans and humans mm-hmm. like to see the physicality of things. You know what I mean? So let me know this.
This is very important before you go any further. This is very important.
Go.
So just know this, that the reason most people are scared of crypto because they don't know how to take it out and spend it paying bills. And that's what you got to learn. There is a way right now. If you actually have, say, $10,000 for Bitcoin or crypto, you can go online and say, who accepts crypto? And there'll be thousands of stores that show up, like Starbucks, Emirates Airlines, Marriott, what's the thing called? Overstock, it's just like Amazon. There are tons of companies that accept crypto where you don't have to really exchange your crypto for cash. You can keep your crypto and pay for things in crypto. I bought a lot of my properties and businesses and cars and vehicles and things with crypto by itself. I bought my Lamborghini with crypto. It's on Worldstar. It's on the internet. It's on the website. It can be done. You got to know who to go to, who to ask, or where to go. And there's a button on Google called search. Type it in. Really easy.
You ain't right, brother. So let me ask you. So somebody wants to get started in this. Now it says that you've made about 41 millionaires. Is that
that's I made over 1,000 millions since then?
Oh, since I just read your bio. Damn it, that was good.
Way over 1,000 millionaires.
All right, so you've made 1,000 millionaires. So that proof is in the pudding right there. So if someone wants to get started, how do they need to reach out to you? Where do they need to go?
Number one, very simple. Go to BitcoinRodney.com and you put your name and your email address in, and we're asking, you start receiving a lot of educational information, what's hot and what's not, the newest program, the newest thing that I'm doing, the newest project I'm doing, where I'm going, what's going on. You can learn right there. Number two, let's say you didn't want to even get on my email list, there's still 8 to 9 get started videos of crypto called Crypto 101. You can actually click that button and you'll see 7 or 8 videos. It says, what is cryptocurrency? What is Bitcoin? What is cryptocurrency? How do I get started? What wallet should I use? All that information is right there for free. I don't even charge you. So you can go in and watch that information right there and learn the basics of crypto for free without having to go on to YouTube and search all these other different videos. You can go right to my website. On my Instagram, it's right there on the website. Click a button, and you'll be right there with me on Instagram and see my lifestyle, see what's going on, see what's hot, what's not, what I'm talking about, and where I'm at. And then once you have gotten yourself the basis of information, then you can actually say, reach out to me and say, Rodney, I want to get started and I have this much and what should I do with it? And I'll give you my opinion based upon my track record of what is best for you.
Mm, that sounds easy enough, ladies and gentlemen. So you will go to BitcoinRodney.com. He made it really simple and easy to remember. And if you know how to spell Bitcoin and Rodney, you damn near in there. All right. It's just that simple.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So let me ask you about two more questions here, Rodney.
And,
your best advice for people protecting their money. I know one thing you said that was very important is that people got to understand that you're listening, that this is an investment. And as in any investment, there's an ability to lose all your investment. Right.
Correct.
So
correct.
One of your keys was make sure you can invest something that you don't mind losing if you lost it all. Right.
Exactly. Don't put more in that you can afford to lose. No, only put in what you can afford to gamble with, you know, play with a little bit of money, make some money, take a little bit of money out, you know, and play with the rest, play with the house money, you know, and also find you a mentor, somebody who can guide you along the way. You know, and they're pretty expensive, but it's best to get someone you can pay and do it on your own and lose all your money like I did.
Mm-hmm. So whose job is it to keep up with it once you start to invest? Is it the person investing or the person that's in mentoring them that invest on their behalf? Or how does that work? Like, say I come to you and I got $100,000 I want to invest in Bitcoin. Now,
number one, I'm not going to take your money. I will tell you, I will show you what to do with it. So I'll never have to touch your money. It's all yours. And that way you must take responsibility of every now and then opening up your phone or your computer and seeing how much you earned. I can't do it for you because I don't have your information. Right. I don't want your information. I'm not responsible for your information. But I'm going to tell you exactly of my opinion based on my track record, what to do each and every single day. What wallet you should use. I can educate you all the way through so you have a bare minimum of loss or if any at all.
So okay. So when you say it's yours to lose. So I've heard, you know, the horror stories, of course, of people forgetting their passcodes to the keys.
I'm one of them.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
I lost, you know, because I move quite often and travel. And I'm in the beginning, I figured, well, you know, I'll just figure out a way later on to find that passcode. But man, I moved so much. I've lost 2 or 3 passcodes with some of the amounts of 80,000, one with a million in it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I lost those passcodes, you know, and I tore the houses up, you know, looking for these passcodes. And one time I let my dad hold the passcode and then my dad passed away and I couldn't find it. Yeah.
Wow.
So it happens, but that's a lesson I can tell you now. What not to do so you don't lose it. You know, so that is possible. So if you do have a wallet, make sure that you have 2-3 copies. Your sister, your brother, put it in a safe deposit box or a safe in your house. So I had to learn to be more careful with that money. You know,
because I guess that's the part of being anonymous is because nobody else have access to help you retrieve your wallet where you keep these funds in. And then I heard one guy, he lost almost $3 million because he mm-hmm. could not remember the passcode and there was no one to help him retrieve the passcode.
There is no one to help you because they give you these 12 words and they say, write this down. And they say, put it in more than one place. It tells you that, you know, and first of all, most people are not going to remember 12 or 24 words in order anyway.
Exactly.
You know, and that's how it's done to make sure that's why crypto is kind of very hard to actually hack. It's because these people have 12 to 24 word passphrase and they have 2FA, which stands for 2-factor authentication on their phone. So as long as you do the proper privacy settings, I mean, it's very almost, you know, zero and none of getting hacked. But then again, you got to make sure that that passphrase is somewhere in case you lose your phone or you break it and can't get back into it. As long as that passphrase, you can always log back in somewhere else, put those 12 words in, and you get your whole account right back to you.
Wow. So basically, you got to be on point. You got to be accountable, and you got to be to understand. Otherwise, they're gonna, you know, ain't everybody could go around and lose $80,000 and still be okay. I know you. Come on. I want you to be fully transparent here, Rodney. Did you cry?
I wanted to. I hurry up and made that money right back. You know, I was mad about. I thought one day I would figure it out, but it never showed up. And I figured that maybe the mayor or something threw the actual trash away that where I had it at or something. But it was gone, bro.
I hear you. So one last question before we get out of here, Rodney. You say you're transparent. How much did I know people are going to ask me this question? How much did you start with your first investment in Bitcoin?
Okay, so to be quite 100% honest, the very first time I started with zero, because I didn't have no money. I was on the verge of bankruptcy, losing all that I had. And no one knew it but me.
Wow.
And I didn't tell nobody, you know, they're about to evict me, put me on the streets, I'm about to lose my cars, you know, the snatch man looking for it, all kind of stuff. So how I got started is that the company that I was dealing with said, you didn't need no money. All you need to do is find some individuals who believe in the concept, who had a few bucks and was excited about it. If they put it in, then I would earn a commission. So I told enough people who got excited about it and they liked it and they made some dividends pretty quickly. And I made a commission. And I was like, wow, I'm going to tell everybody about this. So I tried to share it with as many people as I could who would listen to me. Tried my best to train them and coach them on the actual subject at that time. They did very, very well. And I made, you know, the money that I would have put in. I took that money and then I just reinvested it back in, minus paying all my bills again.
Wow. That's deep. That, basically, you OPP, you use other people's money to get in.
Exactly.
Interesting, man. That's very interesting. And I guess that gives people a little hope there, because what it says is that it's just like in real estate. You know what I mean? If you're a little savvy, you can have some creative financing going on to acquire some property if you're a little savvy, and it could be other people's money. So I really appreciate that transparency.
And these days right now, just to add to the pie here, there are a lot of ways where people can have crypto and can stake their crypto and get a mortgage too as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard that there was at least here in New York City, you know, I live in Manhattan, money making Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's companies now that are set up that are actually only selling properties via digital currency. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, one of the properties that I acquire, I won't say one of the properties I acquire. You know, I won't say that at all, not on here. I did it on a private call.
You ain't right, brother. You ain't right.
Just trust me, it can be done.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, though, right? I appreciate you, brother, for coming on the Benny Randall Show, because my whole point is to bring people information that, you know, us, because I really believe that we need to have ownership in a lot of these different things. And a lot of us don't have ownership because we don't understand it and we don't have the right information. And, you know, you came through a good referral, my man Dante. So I know, you know, there's some credibility here, and I appreciate that. In that, your final words, my friend, to all the people that are listening.
My final words is, again, I want everyone to understand that before you jump into any type of financial services, to get educated as much as you can first and find somebody who's already in the same level you want to be at and ask their information on how it works as well. Don't go to your friends and your family and JoJo and Boo Boo and ask them. They're going to tell you the wrong thing every time. Go to somebody who already knows exactly who has the results that you're looking for, you know, or ask myself, ask Ben, ask somebody who knows the actual game or the product or whatever. Don't get out there and lose just because Boo Boo told you, oh, it's a scam, right? That's because people are scared to do things. They're scared to lose. You got to be one who you want to lose so you can learn how to win.
There it is.
If you don't get that loss, you'll never know what you did wrong. Gotta lose sometimes, or see how not to lose by trying at least.
I tell people all the time, do not go hire Pookie for your first investments in anything. Okay?
That's right.
Because Pookie don't know. Pookie just trying to learn too. So I appreciate
you. You got
to
get outside of your associations you have right now and get bigger and better associations. Those who will tell your ass no. You know, don't do that. You got to get around these, you know, these guys. So Confucius always says this. He says, if two people agree on the same thing all the time, one is not needed. That's it. Drop the mic.
Boom. Whoa. And we're going to leave it right there. Bitcoin Rodney right here on Bashani Radio. I appreciate you, brother. Go to BitcoinRodney.com. He got all the information you can see on his site. And then what you do, you Google offside of his site. So that way you can verify who you looking at, what you're doing. And I trust you, this brother, you can hear how he sound. He ain't got nothing to hide. He's making it happen. And if you want to make it happen, I always tell people, get with people that are making it happen, not people who talking about it, because there's only two people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. There's those who are doing what they're talking about, and those who are talking about what they're gonna do. And you definitely don't want that other one. I appreciate you, Rodney, brother. I appreciate you tremendously for dropping it like it's hot and dropping it clearly, as I call it. Clearly, I want to say another word, but I almost curse. But
I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I get excited sometimes.
So I appreciate you, brother, and be blessed, brother.
You too.
You got it.
Bye.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another edition of The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And we enjoyed having Bitcoin Rodney here today to really drop in. And when I tell you this was just an appetizer, there is so much more to learn. You know, I've invited a lot of people on the show to come talk about crypto, and they'll be like, I'm not quite ready yet. I ain't ready to talk to the people yet. I'm not ready to do this or whatever. That's why I said, let me go and find people that are killing the game and bring them on. And Bitcoin Rodney is one of those people that is killing the game. You hear me? So go to BitcoinRodney.com. You heard it first right here on Benny Randall Show on Bashani Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. And like I always say, you know, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. Make sure you download the app in the App Store, Bashani Radio, or for Apple or iTunes. Or if you just want to listen online, you can go online at BashaniRadio.com. That's BashaniRadio.com. We ain't playing over here. We bringing it hot like you like it. We bringing it hot like you need it. You understand? Until next time, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. This is Bashani Radio. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night.